organizers of the Tokyo Olympics say they will have measures in place next year to limit the spread of the coronavirus. The Olympics were set to take place this past summer, but were delayed until 2021 because of the virus. Little is known about how the virus affects the long-term health of individuals who are already infected, including athletes. South African researchers are leading an international effort to try to find answers. Vindanel, a South African runner, has recovered from COVID-19, the disease caused by the virus. Nell told VOA that she is happy to be running again in preparation for the Tokyo Olympics.
It was about 2 to 4 weeks that I've took it very slowly with the training, checked my heart rate every training session, and from there I actually went into full program and I feel stronger, and actually fully recovered right now.
Martin Schwellness is a professor of sport and exercise medicine at the University of Pretoria. He directs the university's Sport, Exercise Medicine, and Lifestyle Institute. Schwellness is leading a group of scientists in setting guidelines for doctors who treat athletes recovering from serious respiratory infections, including the coronavirus. The Sport, Exercise Medicine, and Lifestyle Institute launched the International AWARE Research Study as part of this work. The project includes information from the COVID-19 Recovery Clinic for athletes. Schwellness says COVID-19 seems to affect many different organ systems.
In the returning to sport, it could result in medical complications. And to date, we don't really know what these are for COVID. And so the focus of the project is to investigate what happens in the athlete when they've had COVID and how does the body heal and respond.
The project uses an online questionnaire to gather information from any person training for 3 hours a week who had serious respiratory infections, including COVID-19. Those recovering from the disease can join the COVID-19 Recovery Clinic for help returning to sports. Michelle Yusta is both an athlete and a medical doctor. He joined the clinic after he recovered from COVID-19, which he caught from a patient. Yusta told VOA that he has done all expected of him so that he could return to training. He adds that he is required to tell doctors how he feels following physical exercise. The research examines COVID-19's effect on all organ systems. Early findings show that athletes who have had COVID-19 find low-intensity exercise to be harder and recovery time much longer than from other respiratory infections. Kelly Muller is a rehabilitation specialist at the University of Pretoria's SEMLE. She says evidence-based guidelines should help recovering athletes to better and more safely prepare for the Olympic Games.
If an athlete does happen to contract COVID-19, it would be really important and really valuable for the coaches and medical professionals to have evidence-based advice to guide that athlete back to their performance in the shortest time possible.
For Vindanel and other athletes recovering from the infection, the research could help them come home from Tokyo as Olympic champions. I'm Jonathan Evans.